Today in Security from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Big tech squares off against U.S. spies. One of Silicon Valley's most influential lobbying arms joins privacy reformers in a fight against the Biden administration-backed expansion of a major U.S. surveillance program. By Dale Cameron. A trade organization representing some of the world's largest information technology companies, Google, Amazon, IBM, and Microsoft among them, say its members are voicing strong opposition to ongoing efforts by the Biden administration to dramatically expand a key U.S. government surveillance authority. The U.S. Senate is poised to vote Thursday on legislation that would extend a global wiretap program authorized under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. Passed by the House of Representatives last week, a provision contained in the bill, known as the Reforming Intelligence and Securing America Act, or RISA, threatens to significantly expand the scope of the spy program, helping the government to compel the assistance of whole new categories of businesses. Legal experts argue the provision could enable the government to conscript virtually anyone with access to facilities or equipment housing communications data, forcing delivery personnel, cleaning contractors, and utilities providers, among others, to assist U.S. spies in acquiring access to Americans' emails, phone calls, and text messages, so long as one side of the communication is foreign. A global tech trade association, the Information Technology Industry Council, or ITI, is now urging Congress to avoid passing RISA due to a particular provision dramatically expanding the scope of entities and individuals covered by the program, known as Section 702. Changes to the 702 program included in the House bill, ITI says, would only serve to send customers in the U.S. and abroad fleeing to foreign competitors, convincing many that technology in the U.S. is far too exposed to government surveillance. The group's membership includes several major equipment manufacturers such as Ericsson, Nokia, and Broadcom, as well as large cloud storage providers like Google, Microsoft, IBM, and Salesforce. ITI's position is that the provision should be removed, the group's communication director, Janae Washington, tells Wired. Our positions are based on member consensus. The individual ITI member companies Wired contacted for their comment on the legislation did not immediately respond or declined to comment. The provision under fire stems from a ruling handed down by the U.S. government's Secret Surveillance Court, the FISA Court, that oversees the 702 program. The program is designed to target the communications of foreigners, including calls and emails to and from U.S. citizens. To this aim, the federal statute specifies that the government may compel the assistance of businesses that fall into the category of what it calls Electronic Communications Service Providers, or ECSP. Companies like Google and AT&T have typically fallen into this category as direct providers of the services being wiretapped. However, the U.S. government has also moved in recent years to interpret the term more broadly, as part of an effort to expand the roster of entities whose assistance it's allowed to compel. The FISA court, in a decision backed by its own review body, pushed back against the expanded definition, telling the government that what constitutes an ECSP remains open to reconsideration by the branches of government whose competence and constitutional authority extend to statutory revision. More concisely, the court reminded the government that only Congress has the power to rewrite the law. The U.S. intelligence community, or IC, thus began a campaign to ensure that this year's legislation reauthorizing the 702 program redefined ECSP to address what it calls a collection gap resulting from recent court opinions. Internal emails obtained by Wired show that members of the House Intelligence Committee served as an intermediary for the IC in its campaign to convince Congress to support the provision. An email circulated to House members in February by Michael Kalkanyi, the Intel Committee's deputy staff director, for instance, informed lawmakers that the collection gap was both serious and dangerous, and that contrary to unsubstantiated assertions, it would not authorize or enable the government to conduct surveillance of any American who connects to public Wi-Fi at a Starbucks or McDonald's. One of the nation's leading FISA experts, Mark Zwillinger, a private attorney who has twice appeared before the FISA Court of Review, began raising the alarm in December over the provision, pointing to text that would allow the government to compel the assistance of any service provider with access to equipment that is being or may be used to transmit or store communications, so long as one of the recipients is a foreigner reasonably believed to be overseas. While rejecting Zwillinger's analysis publicly, House Intel members nevertheless attempted to quietly narrow the provision to clamp down on any criticism, extending a handful of business types such as senior centers, hotels, and coffee shops. In a follow-up last week, Zwillinger and other attorneys who've made rare appearances before the FISA court characterized the Intel Committee's improvements as marginal, saying the need for the exclusions only served to demonstrate the government is overreaching. The provision, Zwillinger says, continues to ensnare owners and operators of facilities housing equipment used to store and carry data, such as data centers and buildings owned by commercial landlords who merely have access to communications equipment in their physical space. The text could be interpreted to extend to delivery personnel, cleaning contractors, and utility providers. And while the new provision excludes businesses like coffee shops, those businesses typically rely on cloud computer services whose equipment remains subject to the 702 program's expanded scope. Although the effects of this provision may be unintentional, its impacts would be very real, ITI Senior Vice President of Policy John Miller says. The language in the provision vastly expands the U.S. government's warrantless surveillance capabilities, damaging the competitiveness of U.S. technology companies large and small, and arguably imperiling the continued global free flow of data between the U.S. and its allies. Should it become apparent to the world that America's top IT companies, data centers, cloud providers, and security services alike, have been turned into a watering hole for the U.S. intelligence community, many customers will likely look to foreign competitors, Miller says, companies whose technologies are viewed less exposed to clandestine government requests. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more security news at wired.com/security.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.